T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we got a big issues, big guest. Robert Barnes is the attorney who has just been hired this morning to represent some of the Covington kids and their families. He's much in demand. He's an attorney in Los Angeles. Robert, welcome to Philadelphia, and thanks for squeezing us in.
Oh, yeah, happy to be here.
Well, Robert, I saw you out there, and you are an ominous figure, I think, for those on the other side of I've never seen someone as vigilant on Twitter telling people, you know, we do have libel and defamation laws in this country.
Exactly. It's just a way to sort of counterpunch for people who don't have the easy ability to do so themselves, and the individuals of the families involved who want to protect their anonymity while still seeking remedy for being wronged at the level they've been wronged. And so many powerful journalists are so accustomed to just abusing their privileges of their press access to lie and libel about people that they forgot about the law that limits their rights to do so.
So you've been hired now by some of the families and some of the students, right?
That's correct. Three different groups, really. One is family members of the children who were directly defamed, who are at the Lincoln Memorial. Second, other family members whose photos were published by the New York Daily News and others at a false accusation of either white power signals or blibbing and being in blackface, neither of which was true. And a third group of alumni who feel that they have been specifically had their reputations tarnished by simply being alumni of the school because the school has been falsely accused of being a breeding ground of bad behavior.
Can I give you a hand clap right now? That is very thorough. I'm a law school dropout. I got into this business. All I had to do was pass the bar. I haven't gone back and done that. And I like your style. I've been following you the last couple of days in this whole thing. Do you have any national names that still have not retracted? Is that what the key thing is here? If they retract, it's a pretty hard case, I think, but you mentioned the New York Daily News. They haven't retracted saying these kids were not doing what's alleged in this photo.
Exactly. The New York Daily News has not retracted. Congresswoman Omar has not retracted.
I mean, oh,
she
boy.
She just made a bunch of fake, right, false statements that have been debunked for days. This is the congresswoman who has purportedly an accidental bad habit of making anti-Semitic comments. So she's definitely going to be sued unless she fixes it in the next 48 hours. And there are several others. Maggie Haberman has yet to correct the false statement she made.
Now, I'm surprised with her because, look, I pose her politically and all that, but she seems to me to be more mainstream careful of New York Times chief person than the others.
It's shocking that, yeah, the chief journalist, reporter for the White House, for the lead newspaper in the country, made false statements about people she's never met based on a limited review of evidence and has yet to retract it when her own newspaper has published stories that showed her own conclusions were wrong.
Now, talk to listeners, though. My understanding back to law school again, Robert, is particularly with public figures, these kids are not, it's difficult to win. It's made more difficult in the country with libel defamation laws. Do you see it that way, that this is an uphill battle, or do you see an angle here where I'm wrong, that the law is the law still and it's possible to win on this?
The reason why it's possible to win on this is twofold. One is the primary reason is they're private citizens, and particularly they're minors.
Right, minors, right.
For whom the law provides particular protection. And so you don't have to show malice, you don't have to show recklessness, you only have to show negligence. And the second part here is last year I took a case on behalf of a public figure who had been falsely accused of flashing white power gestures and other things. All she did was do the OK symbol. And a United States District Court in the District of Columbia concluded that that was, in fact, actionable libel. Now, it said we couldn't prove actual malice in that case because that was a public figure. But here we don't have to prove that. So we established the precedent from that case that we can now use in this case. There's also, like, there's some people that think that because they only libeled a group, a small group of people, that that means they can escape responsibility because they didn't name any individuals. But that hasn't been the law for more than 50 years. Prominent cases out of New York established that if you identify a group that's an identifiable group that an individual is associated with, then that's defamation and libel as well. And this is a case that will be brought in Kentucky. It's not going to be brought in New York. It's not going to be brought in D.C. It's going to be brought in Kentucky. They're going to have to defend it in Kentucky. And I think it's a legal landscape and juror landscape that will be sympathetic to the concerns we raise.
I think it is revolutionary, groundbreaking, and a long time in coming. And I think you're right. The sentiment is there to say, you just, and I love what you mentioned too, the minor part of this, you can't continue to just roll over top of people negligently and get away with this without even any kind of retraction. So you're saying what, 48 hours more before you start to move on this?
Exactly. The family and everybody has been very generous about this and the Christian spirit that they represent. And they've said that as long as someone issues a retraction or correction or apology within the next 48 hours by midnight Friday, that person will be removed from potential litigation. So the people are being given an exceptional opportunity, an extraordinary opportunity to, through confession, get redemption. But if they decide not to, then the only option and only remedy is punishment for the purposes of deterrence.
Robert, thank you very much. We'd like to continue with you as the 48 hours are up. Thank you for joining us in Philadelphia today.
Absolutely happy to.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.